Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino, it's Thad Levine. He rolls down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that kick-ass trade. Cause the boys in the front office are always hard. Come talking that trash and they'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, skin, I ain't said spit.
The John Daniels Show is brought to you by Evan Williams Bourbon and BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Joining us now from Boston, it is the GM of the Texas Rangers, John J.D. Daniels. How are you doing today, J.D.?
I'm good, guys. Sitting here in Fenway.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, man. How does that rank in terms of your favorite non-Ranger parks in all of baseball?
It'll be number one for me, man. I've got a little bit of a personal tie here. You know, lived here for a few years after school. Had some good memories here, but just from the history of it, and you know, I got my son with me. We just walked down the tunnel from the clubhouse, and you know, things have obviously been repainted, but still the exact same tunnel. You know, kind of down underneath the clubhouse, you walk out and you see the monster when you come up, and it's the exact same. Like old beat up stairs that you know, Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio and these guys walked out, and it's a pretty special spot. I highly recommend it if you haven't been out here.
You know, one of my great regrets is that I've never been to Boston, so I clearly haven't been there, but with what you guys are doing with Texas Live around the new ballpark and what a great experience that is, and then when you guys went on the World Series runs, me and Ben were chasing you guys, so we go to all these different ballparks and see what the experiences are like around the ballpark. What is it like there in Boston around the ballpark for folks? I'm assuming it's right there in the middle of an urban area.
Yeah, it's literally in kind of right on the border of like Boston and Brookline and Brighton and Austin, some of the bigger suburbs. But it's basically in downtown. You can walk from here to like, it's probably a mile from here to the where the marathon finishes, right in Back Bay in the city, and 2 miles from like Boston Common, you know, where the Cheers restaurant is and all that. And so the atmosphere around is awesome. You know, when I was here, it was in like 99, 2000, and they were good, but certainly not at the level that they've been here recently. And even then, it was pretty special. Now that they've come in, you know, they won the World Series a few times, and ownership has spent a bunch of money, you know, similar to what our guys are doing, to really like build they had the option, I'm sure, to like go to a new stadium, but instead they you know, built the area up around it, and so it's got almost like a street fair feel, pre-game, post-game, and it's the energy in the park spreads out into the you know city surrounding it, right over like a 2-block radius. It's pretty cool.
So awesome weekend for the Texas Rangers in that you honored one of the greatest baseball players to ever wear the uniform here for the Rangers in Adrian Beltre. What were your thoughts of the festivities and just how the overall ceremony and honoring AB went?
Well, I thought it was awesome, other than when somebody screwed up the script and didn't do what he was supposed to do, which was myself. other than my gap, our people did a tremendous job, I thought. John Blake and Chuck Morgan and their teams and Chris DeRoycher and Tony Taylor and Kelly Gavin and Mandy and on down the line, I forget about Jamie Gibbs. I mean, just absolutely blew it out of the park, I thought. The video was tremendous when Matt Hicks did the voiceover for. I mean, that kind of gave you chills, and you had the unique angle, like while the video was on, I could see Adrian, and like he was, I thought, genuinely blown away by it. It was like a first class thing, which as well it should be. It was cool to see, you know, you got guys like Hall of Famer Tommy Lasorda come in there, and just how much it meant to, like, all the other people around. I thought the way the fans responded was cool and really made you proud to be associated with it.
What goes into something like that? How involved is the baseball side of it? Who kind of takes charge of all that? I mean, we saw a lot of this go on with Dirk, for example, and I know a lot of the moving parts there, but how do you guys put together something like that? Who takes the reins?
John Blake was probably at the center of the spoke. So many people, I touched on a few of them. So many people were involved, but you know, I think that's one of the things that John really excels at. I think he's always been good at it. You know, going back to when Nolan had no hitter or a strikeout milestone back in the old park. I think if he was able to make it, and the Rangers weren't a great club at the time, and he made it a true spectacle and kind of a national moment. Then John spent a couple of years in Boston, so I think he got that experience. When he comes back, whether it's Pudge's deal or Michael Young milestones, or I thought we did an amazing job with Adrian 3000. It's a lot more than just John, but John kind of coordinates it and runs point on it. And I know he got some flack for jumping on the broadcast accidentally to just keep it moving because Adrian needed to be his next stop. But he's just so passionate, and he does a hell of a job.
Talking to John Daniels on his weekly show right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I got to ask you about this. I know, Michael Young's not going anywhere. He's a part of the organization. He's faced the franchise for so many years, and there's no doubt that whatever accolades are coming down the road for him. But I got to ask, just for the sake of, we had so many people reach out. We're like, oh, absolutely, AB in there. But why Michael in it? Should Michael be first? And how does help us out with the thought process and all that? I know it's coming, and I'm not worried about it in that way at all. I'm just in order to help answer the curiosity of Rangers fans who are asking a bunch of Michael Young questions.
That's a really good and very fair question. So the thought process had been for a while, outside of Johnny Oates, because Johnny has unique circumstances and had the brain cancer, and so there's some timeliness to it, I believe. But other than that, I think the thought process has been that when a player goes into the Baseball Hall of Fame, then the Rangers would retire his number, and that's kind of something that I think a number of clubs do it that way. And I think with Adrian and he's going to go to Cooperstown, but certainly with Adrian and Michael, we kind of forced us to reconsider. Like, is this how we should view it? We waited until Pudge got into the Hall of Fame before we get his number. Is this how we should continue to do it from a policy standpoint, or should we revise it and kind of use kind of common sense for how we're doing? How are you? Sorry, Elvis's brother here. Say hello.
Tell him Ben and Skin said hello.
Yeah, Ben and Skin said hello, Harold. Harold nods and says hello back. So we just thought, like, should we kind of review our policy and how we do it? And we decided, yeah, absolutely. And so we didn't wait for Adrian, and I think you're on something. Michael is extremely deserving. Don't tell him I said that, please. But extremely deserving, and obviously a huge role in the organization right now. And we're going to continue to look at ways to honor him.
Yeah, and hey, I'm not judging, just curious. And I know so many Ranger fans are wondering, just because he's meant so much. And there's all different ways to honor guys. Obviously, he's in the Rangers Hall of Fame, and so is this literally nobody can wear 29 now moving forward? Is that what this is? Or is it just, hey, okay, we're honoring the player, his name is up in the stadium, but we'll still issue 29? How does that work?
No, it'll never be worn again.
Wow.
Unless, one thing I throw this out there, if AJ, Adrian Jr. wants to cut us a deal, maybe we'll unretire it for him, but I don't think anybody outside Adrian's bloodline would wear it again.
Talking to John Daniels here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So are you guys thinking of also now retiring Adrian Sampson's jersey? Is Lord have mercy, he went out there and pitched an absolute gem for you guys. In fact, he's been on a tear in general. What is going on with him?
Man, I got to give him, our coaching staff for sure, but ultimately Adrian, because listen, we're the dummies that non-tendered in this winter. You know, we did it thinking we could re-sign him, and we were able to. But you know, we re-signed him, and he came into camp. He was stronger. He had worked all offseason. His slider was better. He's seen a ton of swing and miss on the slider. And then the other thing that you know, I give him a lot of credit for, we faced a I think it was Seattle early on, left-handed lineup in, I don't remember Seattle, Pittsburgh, but Julio and our guys had gone to him with a game plan that involved some kind of changeups. It was basically third pitch, and he bought in 100%. He got it. He understood it. The pitch he hadn't really used a lot in the big leagues and dominated with his changeup that night. And so I just think you've seen a guy that worked hard this winter to get stronger, worked hard on the secondary, and now is like embracing some of the information that we've got. But it is all on him. Adrian Sampson has really kind of pushed himself to take his skill level career to another level. Matt Lucero, Sean Fields, our medical staff, we claimed him on waivers about 2.5 years ago with the understanding it was going to be a little while for him to get back to full health. And they killed it, and we were patient. You know, but Adrian is really rewarding his work.
And then also, just you could probably just insert another pitcher's name. How about Pete Fairbanks? Exciting stuff there as well, huh?
Yeah, man. That was Elvis came up to me afterwards in the club. I said, "Hey, can Fairbanks stay?" Well, yeah, I think so. I think punching out the side and two filthy pitches gives you a chance. Yeah, another guy, man. Our scouting group did a good job. You know, he was like a little more of an average stuff, kind of a starter at the University of Missouri, 2015 draft, ninth round. Dustin Smith signed him, and really kind of just kind of average, honestly. It's like coming up the first couple of years. Had TJ, and he went to Arizona, and that same group, Sean Field, and Pete Comstock rehabs him, and they talked about his arm action. I don't know if you saw how short he is with his takeaway, with his arm swing. Real short out of his glove to like kind of cocked it on his ear. And, man, it has totally changed him as a pitcher. I give those guys a ton of credit, give him a ton of credit. I remember in instructional league, Mike Daly, but hey, Fairbanks is 99 today. I mean, no chance. You know, I saw him 88, 91 last time he pitched. Sure enough, he's maintained that velocity. His slider's gotten better, and he's kind of taken that moment. I think some guys might be intimidated starting an A-ball and 2 months later in the big league, and he is just making the most of it, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes.
Well, John, thank you for the time, man. You guys have fun out in Boston. Keep the good mojo going, and we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes, John Daniels, every Monday at 4:20 right here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.